talk and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clements, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Mino and the mayor.
I'm on my way to a Little League game, and there was a bat on the sidewalk, and it looked like it was dead, so I kicked it a little bit, and it turned and went just like that. And it's like, I almost peed myself. I'm not even kidding. He had these sharp little teeth and these evil eyes.
Yeah.
Mino and the mayor, weekday morning 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. A new study finds lower-wage workers in Wisconsin are making more money, but Black, Latino, and women workers still lag behind. Mark Richardson reports.
A study by the High Road Strategy Center at the University of Wisconsin-Madison finds the state's job market hit record levels in the second quarter, and the inflation-adjusted medium hourly wage has increased by 97 cents. Report co-author Laura Dresser says the increase in the median wage is just making up for the period that inflation ran ahead of earnings in 2022.
In these last 5 years, lower-wage workers have seen their wages go up by 8% in terms of purchasing power, real value, and high wage workers have only had wages go up about 1%.
The State of Working Wisconsin report says the number of jobs in Wisconsin has topped 3 million and unemployment remains steady at 3%. The study also found the rate of unionized workers in Wisconsin dropped by one-third between 2011 and 2023, the steepest decline in union membership across the Midwest region. Despite the increase in wages, the report says significant wage gaps remain between white men and workers who are Black, Latino, or female.
When you focus on improving the quality of jobs, especially at the bottom of the labor market, you also are looking to close racial and gender gaps, because it is Black and brown and women workers who are dominant in lower wage jobs.
The report makes some recommendations. It suggests raising the minimum wage from $7.25 to $15 $15 an hour to help close the pay gap, rolling back the state's so-called right-to-work laws to restore union rights, and increasing investments in child care and education to provide relief for families and employers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Mark Richardson.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin. Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the rolling bluffs of the Driftless region to the pristine shorelines of Superior in Michigan, from the Northwoods to the Kettle Moraine, Civic Media broadcasts across all of Wisconsin. For all of Wisconsin. Take a trip with us across the radio network to hear from communities throughout the state. This is the Civic Media Spotlight.
Kicking off this week's Civic Media Spotlight, we take you to the Chad Holmes Show, where this week Chad had the opportunity to interview Democratic vice presidential candidate Tim Walz. They discussed what he and Vice President Kamala Harris hope to accomplish if elected in November.
Good morning. The time is 9:07. Currently overcast skies in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. Temperature stands at 53 degrees. It is the Chad Holmes Show on 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Along with my in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Chad.
Well, let's jump into it because this morning, it is our second anniversary. It is the second anniversary of our first show back on September the 6th of 2022. It's been 2 years of a lot of terrific guests. In fact, we jumped right into the middle of a campaign cycle back 2 years ago when this show got underway. During that campaign, we were fortunate to talk to folks such as Governor Tony Evers, Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, future Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez and others. And then over the last couple of years, we've had opportunities to speak to other great guests like Senator Tammy Baldwin and so many great local political and governmental figures as well. And to start off our third year, we're very, very happy that got a chance to speak yesterday as he was campaigning in the state of Pennsylvania, the Democratic vice presidential nominee, the current governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz. And here, with no further ado, is my conversation with the governor. We are very happy to welcome to the program the Democratic nominee for Vice President of the United States and the current governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Governor, first of all, thanks for spending a few minutes with us to talk to the people of North Central Wisconsin.
Oh, glad to be with you. We're barnstorming the country, and I'm in Pennsylvania, but it's exciting.
Governor, here in
keep moving back to home, towards home. So,
absolutely, Governor. Again, here in North Central Wisconsin, we have a lot of rural areas, and you were born in rural area yourself in Nebraska, and also taught for years in Minnesota before running for office. How did where you came from affect the priorities you've worked on, both in Congress, in the governorship, and perhaps even in the vice presidency, should you be elected in November?
Yeah, well, obviously my heart is there. And I said, I know these communities. I'm proud of them. Look, I've watched a political shift in them, but I haven't seen a shift in the people. Their values are still the same. They care about their neighbors. They want to make sure that there's opportunities in their communities. They want their schools to be good. I think for me, I went to Congress to get things done. I served 12 years on the Ag Committee, wrote three farm bills, and those are incredibly bipartisan, and spent another 12 years on the Veterans Affairs Committee, working to make sure that if you're going to serve this country, we were there modernizing the GI Bill, making sure we took care of you on those wounds of war, whether they were physical or mental. And I think that's a lot of what rural America cares about. And then there's the idea of, you know, invest in the communities, do things, but kind of leave us alone. I'm kind of taking that message to folks that we don't need government in your healthcare decisions. We don't need them in your exam rooms, your bedrooms. We'd like them to fix the roads as they should, make sure there's housing available, and, you know, we'll do the job, pay our mortgage. But all of those things give folks an opportunity. And I just reject this notion that there's two Americas, whether it's red or blue, or there's two Americas, urban and rural. This country has been strong because of both. We're very proud in Wisconsin and Minnesota and Michigan and Pennsylvania. We feed, fuel, and clothe the world that come out of there. And these are the folks you're talking about. I just think we've got a message to take to them that our policies work better.
Along that same line, I think one of the more interesting aspects of your career is you started by winning in a tough district for Democrats. You served six terms in Congress in a district that would not be called blue. You defeated a six-term GOP incumbent to win office, and even in your last congressional election, won despite the district voting overwhelmingly for Donald Trump in 2016. You talk about not buying the notion of two Americas. What has been your secret, or how have you been able to get the trust of more conservative voters that may vote Republican in some other races on the ballot, but then say, I'm still willing to vote for Tim Walz?
Yeah, and I think, and I watch the GOP try and kind of twist where my record is at, is look, I said I've learned how to compromise without compromising my values. I don't believe I have cornered the market on all the good ideas, and I don't believe you get your way only. I think you listen to where folks are at. They're telling me, look, we need healthcare costs to be more affordable. Look, we're property taxes are too high. What are you going to do about that? Look, I feel like I'm fair, fine paying my fair share. But why do folks make $1 billion not pay any tax in many cases? And I think you talk to them really where they're at, and you hear them on the things that they're conservative about. They're certainly conservative. They don't mind paying their taxes, but they don't want them wasted. So when something happens like that, you talk to them about it. You understand why. You understand how we can be more efficient. And I think you trust people to believe that, look, it's okay to vote against somebody. You don't have to hate them. You don't have to believe they don't care about this country or that they care about their community. They certainly do. And I think those are ways that you get the folks. And at the end of the day, I hope people, they vote on policy, but character matters. Character does matter. And I think when you have a ticket that has made it clear that, they want to do whatever they want to do and that they're above the law, I'm not sure that's where a lot of conservative folks are at.
In addition to this show, I have the privilege of broadcasting high school football for the last 25 years and have had the chance to see teams full of players from different backgrounds and from homes with different political beliefs come together, win championships like you experienced as a coach. I get the sense that after the last decade of a lot of nastiness in politics, there's a want for moving forward together, maybe ready to come out of their bubbles just a little bit. As you travel around the country, do you have that sense? Do you hear that from people?
No, I believe it, Chad. I was just mentioning we were down in Savannah, and there hadn't really been a campaign down there. Vice President and I were down there, and there were folks on one side of the street that had our banners, and then there were folks on the other side of the street that didn't. But I noticed in it, and I made the case of, is both groups were smiling and happy and talking to each other. They weren't giving one-finger salutes. They weren't yelling nasty things. They just disagreed. And I think something is happening. I think there's a lot of excitement around Vice President Harris and our campaign. I think there's a lot of folks looking for a way forward. But I think there's an awful lot of folks that would really like the nastiness to kind of end and to get back to this. Look, bring us your ideas, work hard. At the end of the day on election night, shake hands, congratulate the winner, and let's move on. Let's not pretend that our elections weren't fair. Let's not pretend that you've been aggrieved on this. That, look, I've won football games and I've lost them. And I walked across that field, shook hands, and we went to the next day. So I think you're right. I'm feeling it. I don't think people want to live in chaos. I don't think they want to live with this just constant, everything is fearful, everything you have to wake up and be afraid. And I reject this notion that America is going to be fixed by one person. America is fixed when we join together, when we have a better plan together, when we all see community together. That's what Vice President Harris is bringing. And look, she brought the joy back to this. And she's being very clear about that our politics can be, these are hard things we have to get after, but they can be good things and it can be good work.
And one final quick question. Every Friday, I go over to Culver's, and they want to know, being a Minnesota guy and so many Culver's around here, what is your Culver's order when you come either to Wisconsin or over in Minnesota?
Yeah, I'm a mushroom and Swiss guy, onion rings most of the time, and then I just do just a plain custard cup to leave with. So I, when I eat in-house, I do drink a lot of refills. I will say that. They probably lose money on that deal. But, yeah, that mushroom and Swiss burger at Culver's, man, that thing's to die for. So I'll give you that. Wisconsin's got that going hard for it.
Governor, again, I know how busy you are, and I'm just thrilled that you've been able to spend some time talk to the folks here in North Central Wisconsin. Hopefully you'll be coming to this part of the state during the campaign, and if you do, I'd love to have you come by here in Wausau as well. But again, really appreciate your time. Best of luck on the trail, and hopefully we can talk again.
All right. Thanks for having me, Chad.
That is the Democratic vice presidential nominee, Governor of the state of Minnesota, Tim Walz. Again, I had an opportunity yesterday to speak to him on the phone as he was campaigning in Pennsylvania. And a couple of takeaways from those, too few minutes. I would have loved to have had the opportunity to really have a long sit down, but doggone it, I mean,
it was a good conversation.
He's the nominee for the vice presidency, so he doesn't have a chance to sit down for 45 minutes with little old me here in central Wisconsin. But I thought, and one thing I want to point out is that I think there's sometimes thought, oh, you know, they get all the questions. No, they did not get the questions. And one of the things that really I thought was impressive was, boy, he's a sharp guy.
I mean, oh, yes.
He was able to, you know, take the questions and answer them, I thought, very fully, very emphatically, and just really, I think, come across as somebody that really is sharp as a tack, and somebody that just knows the issues, knows the lay of the land, and would be an outstanding partner for Vice President Harris governing once the campaign is over. And also, again, he just comes across as such a personable person, and to be able to, you know, take the last question and answer it so naturally. He's done that throughout the course of his political career. But again, I was just thrilled to be able to have an opportunity, and hope that the folks that are tuned in right now enjoyed hearing from him as well, because I did think that living in this part of the world, this part of the state, with a lot of rural listeners and rural people that go day to day, and you get outside Wausau, you see so much of the farmland and ginseng and everything else, and this is a man that grew up in a very small town in Nebraska, taught in Minnesota. He's a man that I think really has lived the experience that we have here in North Central Wisconsin, and again, I thought he was a very personable, and came across as a nice guy, and I do think that's important these days, because I think there is a sense of fatigue when it comes to the nastiness and the nasty nicknames and the name calling that we've seen from Trump over the last decade or so.
Yeah, but I did like the point he made about that there are people that had Harris and Walz signs on one side and people who didn't on the other, and yet they were still able to get along and disagree politely, didn't have name calling or the finger thing, just having a conversation where it's okay to disagree with people and still be civilized about it.
And also, real quickly, the thing that I liked as well is he mentioned about the battle of ideas. I've said that before myself.
Right.
The battle of the ideas. I mean, that's what it's all about, and we can do that. We can have that discussion and not have it delve into personal attacks. So, again, thanks to Governor Tim Walz, Democratic nominee for vice president, for joining us on the program.
Absolutely.
Coming up, we will talk Wisconsin sports. Newman Catholic football coach Tim Walz, a former football coach. We'll get football coach Paul Mickley coming up next. Chad Holmes Show, 98.9 WXCO.
The Chad Holmes Show is part of the Civic Media Radio Network and airs on WXCO weekday mornings from 8 until 10. To learn more about this show and all of the Civic Media programming, check out the website at civicmedia.us/shows.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's just
a gut feeling.
Yeah, inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Next up on the Civic Media Spotlight, Earl Ingram fills in from 4 to 6 p.m. and welcomes in Dom Salvia to share the news that beginning Monday, September 9th, the Dom Salvia Show will replace the Devil's Advocates on the air. Tune in next week at the regular time from 4 to 6 p.m.
Up our act. If you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
All right, all right, all right. I am honored beyond words to have an opportunity to be filling in this afternoon. If you don't know me, my name is Earl Ingram. I'm the morning show host of the Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK in Waukesha. And so again, just thrilled beyond words to have an opportunity to usher in what is going to be a great new addition to Civic Media. And I'm without any further ado, I want to bring in the host who I'm now filling in for, and I'll let him tell you who he is.
Hey, Earl!
What's happening, man?
Oh, my God, Earl. Thank you, brother. Really appreciate you stepping up this week. What a couple of weeks, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's hard to kind of get my head around everything over the last, you know, 6 weeks, right?
Right.
Not long ago, Joe Biden was the president. You know, we're going to head to the DNC for the funeral, and the Devils were on the air. And fast forward, it's like, whoa, sea shift, sea change after last week. So appreciate you, Earl. Appreciate everyone over at Civic Media. So here's the story. I'm happy to report that Civic Media and I have agreed on terms to my return to the political party starting next week, Monday, September 9th, 4 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. Super excited. Still hammering out some of the details and how this is all going to work, but I promise you it will be entertaining. It will be exciting. It'll be a whole lot of Dom.
Well, listen, man, I am thrilled beyond words, man, that, you know, that you are in this position. You've certainly earned it. You are certainly more than qualified to carry the torch, and Civic Media is not going to skip a beat. Nothing against your former co-host, but Dominic doesn't have to test his wings. We already know he can fly.
Earl, you are so kind, man. Well, you know, man, when we met, because you were not on the radio at that time.
No.
It is a privilege to be on the radio. It is not a right.
That's correct.
And we know that all too well. And so I certainly appreciate Civic Media's trust and confidence in me as a broadcaster, as an asset to the organization. And your words are, you're very kind, Earl. And it's not for lack of trying to hang out, man. It just hasn't worked out, right? But you know, man, Earl, none of this, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for Crudy, man, for Mike Crudy. We wouldn't be here without his vision, without his drive. Not me, not you, Earl, not the audience, not Civic Media. This thing, Crudy is a force in nature in that regard. So, you know, as an employee of Devil's Radio, Devil's Advocates, you know, when the decision was made, that Crudy made the decision, his deal with Civic and wanted to renegotiate, amend that deal, perhaps, I guess I would say, And that wasn't going to happen. He decided that, you know, he was done. You know, Corinne and I had lots of strategic planning meetings over the DNC, you know, a couple of late nights on that. So, I mean, I understood Crudy's point. I get his position. He's a friend and, you know, we'll always love each other. I talked to him earlier today, kind of gave him the heads up as to what's going on. I was already planning on being off this week prior to this whole thing, you know, evolving as it did last week. I was just like, you know, think the band reference, you know, Ozzy left Black Sabbath and it was replaced by Dio, and Ozzy went on to do a great solo career. You know, these things happen in broadcasting.
You know, Dominic, and you know my story, and you know that had it not been for Crudy, you guys picked me up off the scrap heap. You know, I had been out of radio, and I thought my 15 minutes of fame had ended, and I hadn't ever thought that I would ever get back to radio, and I never will forget that day that I met you and Crudy, and it was because of Mike Crute that he gave me an opportunity to get back on radio, and as they say, the rest of it is history. So I owe a great debt of gratitude to Mike Crute, who is a man who, at the time that he got back, that he started the radio station, had mortgaged everything that he had in trusting that those things would happen. So any man who has done those kinds of things deserves a debt of gratitude, because he is the impetus for why we're all here. So we're going to take this call quickly from Mark from the SAC. You know the guy. So Mark from the SAC, believe it or not, Earl Ingram having a conversation with Dominic. Now, what is the name of the new show, Dominic?
Like I said, man, we're still trying to figure it all out. But I promise you, we'll know by next week.
Okay. All right. So go ahead, Mark, quickly.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure. It's a real pleasure to talk to you guys. And you've carried me through a lot. And it's just got to keep on keeping on, because the nation's in a fight for its life.
Hey, Mark, I wish we had more time, but you have all the time in the world to connect with the new host early next week. If not, if you can't wait, I'll be here this afternoon and tomorrow. And, you know, I'll fill that void best I can. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Paul. You're next. You say what, sir?
Hey, Earl. Great to hear you in the afternoons. I don't get a chance much in the morning, but we have different programming, of course, here in
Madison. Yes, sir.
But I am so happy for Civic Media to have Dominic back, because I started listening to these boys about 2013. I think they were on a different, I won't mention the name of the station, but anyway, I couldn't be happier. And I know Mrs. Wisco, and I have a couple of daughters that are also very happy to know Dominic is back in the afternoon, because some of those people actually set our day by you anyway, Dominic. So, hey, I couldn't be happier.
Hey, Paul.
And you're gonna succeed. So.
Hey, Paul, thank you very much for the call. And, you know, Dominic didn't tell me this, but I know his favorite listener, CJ, will be thrilled to know that he still can trouble the waters.
Yeah, you got to have the P1 listeners, Earl. You know, this isn't the first time, you know, the band has split up between me and Crudy. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so, you know, I never burn bridges, never want to, you know, you never know what's going to happen, man. You know how this broadcasting world is, man. It's like,
yeah,
you know, players get traded all the time. You know, I'm thinking these things happen. So I'm honored. I feel very privileged, and I'm super excited to start out next week with, I don't know, the Dom Salvia show, perhaps. You know, we'll dig deep and let you know. And thank you, Earl, for stepping in. I believe Todd Alva was going to step up this week as well. Thank you, everybody. Keep that seat warm for me, buddy.
Hey, man, don't forget your friends. Now that you're in the big time. All right.
All right. Thanks, Earl.
Thank you very much, Dominic. We'll be certainly talking to you shortly. We'll be right back.
The Dom Salvia Show will begin airing across the Civic Media Network Monday, September 9th from 4 to 6 p.m. Tune in.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Packers get the win. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, intercepting a late Hail Mary attempt and taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field today.